We're going to talk to Tom Lyons of the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, who is at a Veterans Day celebration at the Invergrove Heights Armory. A big one. The governor's there. Everybody who's elected anything there as well. Tom, are you with us?
We're here. Hi, guys.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. We're over at the Veterans Memorial Community Center in the Armory in Invergrove Heights.
Staying warm.
Which is going to be... We're inside and we are warm and... They're getting ready to have some breakfast for 8:30 to 9:30. Sergeant Ben's got a cup of coffee. We're doing real well. This will, as I said earlier, the site of the official Veterans Day ceremony at 10 o'clock this morning. So,
Tom, you must
we're
have
here.
A,
happy Veterans Day.
You must have a bunch of veterans filing in and out. Have you got anybody available who wants to talk?
You know, we've got people coming in, but we've got a special one here that's been on my show. He's an Afghanistan veteran. He was part of the Special Forces. His name's Mike McElhenney. Mike, say hello to Jack and Ben.
Good morning, Jack and Ben.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
So how long have you been out of the service? Are you out of the service? How long have you been a veteran?
Well, I retired in November 2010, and I came right to work for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. After a 21-year career in the military.
Wow. So how has, and of course you served in Afghanistan, how has your post-Afghanistan life been? A lot of people who served overseas have had issues, PTSD, a lot of efforts being made by nonprofits, the government to ease the transition. How was your transition?
You know, my transition was quite honestly very easy. I did suffer some wounds. I think what the state and what the nation is doing for the veterans as they come back to ease the transition process is quite remarkable. You know, as kind of an, I wouldn't say an older veteran, but a veteran or someone who served in the military for, you know, 21 years, you kind of understand what you're getting into. And, you know, I really did have a good transition. I was kind of on the front end of new programs and services for veterans, so it was very easy for me, quite honestly.
Do you find...
And Mike's understating his service there. He was part of a special forces group that at the beginning of Afghanistan took President Karzai into the country.
Oh, wow.
And so he was there at the beginning and got Karzai set up and involved in some battles and unfortunately was wounded and left. And his story is on Minnesota Military Radio. If our listeners want to go in and search for Mike McElhenney, it's a compelling story. And he was severely wounded, and he's sitting here telling you he had an easy transition. He's a remarkable man.
Well, this is one of the things about all the veterans I've met. They always undersell their service. They're always humble, it seems.
And now he's working for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and he's helping other veterans.
Yes.
Heard that story before, guys?
Yeah. We've talked about that before. veterans have gotten a lot of attention in this past year. It must be getting better. But you know, all of the scandal about other veteran affairs departments around the nation. How is it here in Minnesota?
Well, as we saw that kind of unfold nationally, Minnesota, you know, it was one of the many VAs that was looked at. I would actually defer to the VA and their spokesman, but from what I understand, we didn't really have any of the issues that some of these other places had. Minnesota really does a good job. There's a lot of collaboration between those who support veterans, the nonprofits, the private sector, the state. I mean, it's really a well-oiled machine, and there's always people out there advocating on behalf of veterans. So really, Minnesota is kind of at the top of the apex as far as veteran support and veterans assistance goes.
Mike, a friend of ours just texted me and informed me of the nature of your injury, and I will respect your decision to talk about that as much as you want, but wow, thank you. That's what a sacrifice.
Well, yes, it is. It was a sacrifice, but again, you know, we serve and we take the good and the bad with it. And it was just, you know, it was unfortunate. Yeah, I lost my arm, you know, temporarily went out on the medevac flight. They were able to revive me. But, you know, people before us did this, and it was just our time, and I guess I'd leave it at that.
Mike, people before you have done that, but we've gotten to a point in American society where it's just a small fraction of folks who serve, who make big sacrifices like you have. Does that enter into your thinking at all, that times have changed and the percentage of people who actually do anything is smaller?
It doesn't. I don't see it as a huge deal, and here's why. Everyone has their skills, their desires, their place, I think, in society, and some are in the military, some are in the private sector, financial market, whatever the case may be. But we have an all-volunteer military. The people that serve today are professional, they're well-trained. They do it for a whole host of reasons. So I think we're always going to have a strong military. I realize that it's 1% of society that serves, and that's what we need. And I think if something terrible or continues to be terrible continues to happen, we'll have the members of the military that we need. I have full confidence in that.
All right, Mike, thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Tom, thank you as well for being available to talk to us today all day throughout our show for this event. We encourage folks to get on out there. Breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30. Program starts at 10 at the Invergrove Heights Armory.
Thanks for having us on, guys. And, of course, for your listeners, if they go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, they can hear the stories that we tell every week at 7 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yep. Happy Veterans Day.